Hey y'all, welcome to the Future Family Podcast, a podcast that was created just so we could talk about faith-based things without a small group leader telling us to get back on track. I'm Blake.
I'm Tanner.
And I'm Cody.
And this is our 50th episode.
Anyways. No, that was bad. That was bad. Do it again.
And this is the end of our 50th episode.
Oh yeah, baby! It's me, Bone Crusher. I'm here to tell all of you little hooligans about Future Family. Oh yeah! Randy Savage!
Bonesaw is ready!
How did that one go, Blake? Did you like that one a little better?
That was great. That was, okay, yeah, that was cool. Beautiful.
I've got a few more if you need.
I would like for you to do a Bill Clinton excited for us. And this is our 50th episode.
No, I can't. It is impossible to make Bill Clinton sound excited. He's just always like, he's like, I love Future Family so much. That sounds like he's on three Adderall.
Oh, gosh. All right. Well, guys, what's up? This is our 50th episode. Wink.
It's also been 50 days since we probably talked to each other.
Tanner, you might need to turn your game up a little bit.
Just up or down?
Up.
And this is our 50th episode.
Are we sure? Because we're doing really terrible at it.
You know, this is kind of fitting because on this, our 50th episode, we're doing kind of a retrospect. And we're looking back. We're looking back at all the things that have happened in the last 50 episodes / 3 years. And when I think about the last 50 episodes, one thing that I think of is how bad we were at introducing the podcast.
Oh, gosh.
For the first 20, 25, 30, maybe arguably still. I don't know. That's a good question.
I think we had a sweet spot when we were doing the fake ad reads.
The fake ad reads really did kind of pull it all together.
It was a sweet spot for sure. But
I think, you know what it was? We had to check the Google Doc every week.
It was very structured.
A little run through.
Yeah. Very structured.
That is true.
Very ordered.
It was a lot more structured.
We did have more edits there as well. But I was going to say, I've been in charge, I guess, quote unquote, of intros. So maybe I should hand off the baton and, you know, we can really, for the next 150, we can just really see our ratings go through the roof if we had a different intro.
Well,
we
outsource like, no, it to the... No, 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 no. See, because the intro script that we get you to read is perfect. That's not the squeaky wheel that needs the grease here, because we've got the Blake Stacey, WBRZ World Class Radio... we got him roping us in with those velvety baritones. The problem is more so what comes immediately after and segueing into the content that I don't know that we still know how to do.
Well, so I feel like let's talk about this. The very first, like the 10 first episodes or so, or maybe the whole first season where, you know, we had our intro music and I had like the clip where I was in my truck, like driving to work one day. This is
sure,
intro
I forgot
music.
About that. Wow,
real staticky, where we use that. But also, we had listeners, Danny Kraft, who would tell us that she would specifically like fast forward to like 10 minutes in the episode, and then she would start. And I called her Danny Kraft, Danny Proctor. Now she's married. That has been a change since we started. But I thought it was so funny because that maybe it was around then when we started like. One of the great debates of episode length, I feel like.
Yes, that's very true.
Good
segue. And you know what's actually also funny is when Danny finally mentioned that to us, it kind of also gave like 4 or 5 other people the courage to be like, hey, yeah, I kind of do that too, by the way, just so y'all know. So that was, I want to cover really quick Future Family, because in this episode, we're going to talk about some sweet and sentimental things that have happened in the last 50 episodes in the last 3 years. I want to start out by, you know, Future Family is a podcast that's all about people of differing opinions coming together in a really a friendly way with a lot of like Christian camaraderie going on here, right? Mm-hmm. Now, I will say, there have been, I've written down four times, that I think we have gotten the closest to testy. We have gotten the closest to a knockout, dragout, or at least our verbal version of that. And I'm just gonna list these off really quick. And if you boys remember any of this, you just let me know. So,
yeah.
Number one is the 30 minutes or an hour debate. This one was me and Tanner were firm for an hour. Blake was very firm for 30 minutes. And I think we compromised somewhere in the neighborhood of 50 minutes. Is
that? I think, to be fair, before we ever recorded an episode, we all were like, 27, 30 minutes. Let's shoot for 27 if we go 30.
Let me go find. We had like 25 minutes as the ideal, like 22 minutes maybe. Let me go find it. I'm gonna find
so when you get down to it, Blake is really like the stalwart. He's the unmoving rock among us.
All right, so our very first, like, I feel like I should screenshot this and, you know, send some, like, no, like, this could be some social media content for us, like our general notes tab. So, I love this. Episode length / frequency. This was written by Cody. FYI.
Was? Oh, gosh.
I did not, as per my usual, I did not make any notes on this tab. Are on this section. But Cody, 22 minutes, ? Good for short attention spans like my own, possibly once per week or every 2 weeks. Tanner, 35 minutes, all segments included. So this is including like our intro, our banter for 10 minutes, and our recommendations that we did for like the whole first season, or maybe longer than that. So Cody was saying 22 minutes. Tanner was saying 35 minutes. And it was such a disagreement because I was like, this is what you originally wanted. But I think after our first episode, we mentioned at the end, I'd have to go back to listen, but I'm pretty sure we said, oh yeah, the rest of our episodes are not going to be this long. We just had to have like one that's, you know, that kind of covers it all. And then the next episode, clean over an hour. And I think the next five, like maybe in the first 10 episodes, we had one or two under an hour. And it was barely. It was like 59 minutes and
it's probably because we turned
seconds.
It into a part one, part two.
We, guys, yeah. We talked about the Holy Spirit for 3 hours.
What?
That's good. It might have been 2 hours and like 50 minutes.
What,
but
worship
it was
music for part two?
Judas Priest.
Worship music.
Oh, we were
I'm
talking
sure
about
two
continuation
parts.
And cessationism, weren't we? I forgot about that.
My guys, we talked about so much.
I'm not going to lie to you, Blake. I think in that first meeting, I don't think that was me. I think that was an alternate universe Cody who forgot how much I like to talk. Because there's no way, knowing thyself, that I would have said 22 minutes for a podcast episode.
For all fairness, this was definitely before we tried out recording an episode. This was all in theory.
True.
Like, we were like, hey, we want to do a podcast. And how long should it be? And then we just, you know... We went from there. So,
Trimming the fat is
45. And can we 45 more than 50? Can we agree on that? Like one of the episodes that is the most listened. I'd like to go ahead and give these stats. Our most listened episode is Pop Culture featuring Knox and Jamie.
Right.
It's timestamps 45 minutes and like 3 seconds. So it is like right on the dot. I think it's the ideal episode length. I mean. Can we agree? If I was pushing 30, y'all are pushing an hour. Like that's obviously half, like right there in the middle. What do you say?
So I am looking at our episode length. We've gotten closer to that.
But the number of episodes we've had under 45 are what? 3, 4? Not including the Yule Log. Not including
more than that, actually, or at least close. We've been hitting pretty close to 46, 43.
Okay, yeah. Anything in the 40s, I think I'm on board with. Because, whenever we started whenever we started recording this podcast, I didn't listen to podcasts as much. So I was definitely turned off to an hour-long podcast. Now, I'm definitely more open to an hour-long podcast, but I'm still like, I know people. And, you know, I was thinking about for people to listen to us talk for an hour about, you know, our beginning episode, and then 3 hours on the Holy Spirit, and then, you know, 3 hours on worship. those first 10 episodes, we were talking a whole lot. The fact that we have at least somebody still listening, I think
it's sad.
It's a testament. It's a testament that we have something good going on here. So I want to congratulate you fellas for us making it to 50. And we have some people that still listen, so that's awesome. Even through our old our rough younger years. But hey, let me finish the top five. So our top five most listened to episodes: Pop Culture with Knox and Jamie, The Beginning, Episode 0, is number 2.
People want to see what we're all about.
Yeah, that's right. And I low-key want to kind of go back and re-record that episode, but we can talk about that later. Women in Ministry, featuring Danny Proctor. Denominations. That was
episode 1.
Yeah, that was episode 1. So that was kind of our really how we started. And then that was almost like an intro or the beginning part 2. Feel like. And then number 5, alcohol. So that was a popular one as well.
Lots of people listened. There was lots of retweets on the alcohol episode, I feel like. Lots of shares, things of that nature. Yeah. So, three more beefs that occurred before we get into the sweet and sentimental things. Kanye versus Taylor was a featured one in the middle years. I don't know if you guys remember that. We had Blake, who was Team Taylor, Tanner, who was Team Kanye, and me rarely in the middle, which is kind of a weird thing to happen on this podcast. But I was like, oh, I kind of like them both. It's fine. Yeah. This was it really kind of sparked right around I don't even remember the name of the album, but the Kanye Jesus album that caused all the buzz. Gospel album that Kanye did.
Yeah, Church Close 4.
King or something.
Jesus how is King. How is this? Because I feel like I'm a couple's moderator now. How is this going betwixt the two of you? Because I feel like, and don't let me put words in your mouth, but I feel like Olivia Rodrigo has bridged the gap betwixt you two, and there is now, like, common ground. Yes?
Musically, you say?
Possibly. Well, here's the thing. I think, in retrospect, one thing that has caused me to be more appreciative of Taylor Swift is a reason that you might have been in the middle, and it is an artist by the name of Bon Iver, who first collaborated with Kanye back in the day.
Okay, yeah.
My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy, who now has been on the last two Taylor albums.
That's right.
That weren't re-recorded. So.
That's true. This beef really came to a head before Folklore had come about.
That's right.
Which was kind of the Taylor Swift. I mean, Taylor's kind of been in a perpetual renaissance, but I feel like in our circles, and by our, I mean me and Tanner's circles, that was the real Taylor Swift renaissance, was Folklore.
There you go.
Interesting. Blake?
Man, I'm in total agreeance with what Tanner said.
Okay, so similar no more beef. Musically.
No, I'm just kidding. I was never totally against Kanye. I just didn't I didn't like their beef. I don't know. And I didn't
Should
vote for
Kanye. Should
we go
ahead and tell everybody, Blake? Should we go and tell everybody we were doing it just for like the retweets and the likes?
We were trying to be messy
for people to like,
yeah,
for TMZ to follow us and start taking pictures and be
which
like,
is really why we do everything.
Podcast co-hosts are at each other's throats or some kind of really TMZ headline.
We need to manufacture more drama so that we can get the buzz. I like that. So similar in the music, this next beef is one that was actually me and Tanner versus Blake. And this is a vintage one, and I don't even remember when it happened. But it was whatever episode Blake was trying to convince me and Tanner that Newsboys was good.
Do
y'all remember this?
I'm starting to notice there's a lot of Cody and Tanner versus Blake. I just didn't realize that until this episode.
Blake, it's the nerds versus the jocks, man. We gotta get our punches in where we can.
I stand 100% behind old Newsboys slaps.
All I remember is...
Can't go wrong with anything Peter Furler led.
All I remember is Tanner and I made some riff on Newsboys. It was we made some snide comment. And then Blake was like, hey, I unironically like the Newsboys. And we were like, Blake, name three Newsboys songs. And Blake proceeded to name eight Newsboys albums in chronological order.
With track listing.
At increasing volumes. He started out low, and then by like the eighth album, he was like yelling at us. We were dying laughing.
And he was differentiating whenever a new band member left or was added.
There were phases.
I've gotta find what episode that was.
I forgot what episode that was.
Funny, maybe it was the CCM Bangers episode.
Maybe
because then you get him a, you try to get him a, or you may have gotten him a mouse pad. Was it Newsboys?
Oh yes, Newsboys.
Oh, I did. I got him a Newsboys mouse pad.
The cover of Thrive, probably one of my favorite albums from them. Cody sent me a package and I open it up and it's this extra large mouse pad of the Thrive CD and I'm like, oh my gosh, this is perfect. Oh gosh.
And then the last beef that I have here is the most recent one, which is the book club beef. Which is another me and Tanner versus Blake.
There's a theme here. Oh my gosh.
Oh man.
Which I even thought of another one, which I don't know how much this has surfaced, but I'm pretty sure this is a beef. Pineapple on pizza.
Yeah, yeah. Because
we threw around it being an episode idea, but that's me versus y'all as well, right?
We did. But I think Tanner and I have just kind of settled into the familiar rhythm of us being right there, and we just never really brought it up again.
Again, another also, one. I think it the was... bidet. We didn't even talk about the bidet.
Oh, the bidet! Oh,
another me versus y'all. Wow,
guys.
Which I think. Well, to be fair, I cut 25 minutes, I believe, of that debate from the episode, so it kind of was wiped from our memory.
Right. But other than that, all of those things, it's been a. I feel like we have pretty well succeeded at our mission that we set out to do as the Future Family Podcast in the past 50 episodes in 3 years, which is have those conversations that tend to get tense in a non-tense sort of way. Mm-hmm. So I want to, well, first, let's just talk about, like, in the past 3 years, a lot has happened in all of our lives, just our normal lives. So I want to just do a brief rundown, like, what has changed since we started this podcast? And we're going to talk about, like, spiritually for the three of us, how has this podcast helped us change in different ways? But just, like, normally, what's been going on in our lives for the past 3 years? I mean, like, I'll start. I moved apartments twice. I just recently accepted a new job. I was thinking back to this. I started dating, got engaged to, and married Delaney all within the life of this podcast, which is rad. And now she's mysteriously vanished, so I'm a widower. Just kidding, that last one isn't true.
Oh my gosh.
Like, my parents got a dog. a wide variety of things have happened in our personal lives. I'm not going to touch the things that have happened in the world in the past 3 years because that's a little bit too much to go into. But for me, at least, like, yeah, a lot has happened in 3 years and 50 episodes. What about you two?
You went on your first date with Delaney the day after we recorded College Tips Part 1.
I did not know that. I got to go back and listen to College Tips Part 1 and just relive.
See if you can hear the anticipation.
The nervousness. Yeah.
Nervousness.
Figure that out.
Yeah, that's good. Blake, you want to go?
Yeah. I got married since I was engaged when this podcast started, and then I got married. We were living in Jackson, and we recently moved to Birmingham, Alabama. And by the time this episode comes out, I don't know if I've told y'all yet, but we're getting a dog, so that's exciting. So we got a four-legged friend. My agreement with Jen was she needs to finish school, so she's graduating in June, or she graduated in June.
Just so someone can take care of it.
So yeah, exactly. Yeah. Jen was in school the whole time. I'm still working where I worked, just in a different location, working out of the office, but moved apartments once, so not as many moves as Cody, but still a lot has changed.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you built a children's hospital.
That's right. We made it. So if you're ever in Jackson, Mississippi, the UMMC Children's Hospital and the parking garage right next to it, I had a small part in helping that be constructed.
So decreasing in order of moves, I am, have moved within the last month, month and a half of when this episode will release. Went from, had just finished college to a gap year type thing to starting seminary online. I worked at my high school that I grew up in for a little bit, and then was home for a while during all of that, and now am employed and now a student pastor at, or a youth pastor at, a church here in Meridian, Mississippi, and am moving in the process of buying a house. So I am stressed to the max, but loving it all. Other than that, I was not engaged or married during all of this.
That's kind of the, that's what's happened in our life updates. I want to talk a little bit about, like, just shifting gears. I want to talk a little bit about, like, how do we feel like this podcast has helped us individually grow? Because we love stories of when listeners are like, oh my gosh, I listened to this episode and it made me think about this in a way that I hadn't thought of before. We really love that. We love it when you guys tell us those kind of things. Really, really does make our day. But I feel like, for me at least, when we started this podcast, I started it primarily with the goal of just like having an excuse to talk to the two of you every couple weeks and have those conversations with the two of you. And whether or not anybody listened, like, whatever. Like, I enjoy having these conversations enough with the two of you that having an audience to keep us accountable was enough to kind of like keep us rolling. Mm-hmm. So what are some ways that we feel like this podcast has accomplished its purposes in us personally? How do we feel like we've grown? Have our thoughts changed on anything? Do we think differently about anything? What do you guys think?
I think I went from, I would have been lucky to have gotten an invite to your wedding, being best man in your wedding. I mean, I was a groomsman in your wedding. So that's how much I grew.
Yeah,
that is true. That is true. Look at that.
That's a big jump.
Look at God.
Yeah. Uh-huh. From, oh, we had an extra invite. We'll give him like the pleasantry invite. To, hey, what's your pant size?
That is true. My and Tanner's friendship has grown a lot through this podcast specifically. Like, I was already pretty good buds with Blake, but
yeah.
My and Tanner, I feel like Tanner, you and I have gone up a level.
I mean obviously, now that y'all agree on everything and fight me on almost every issue.
And we have each other's name tattooed, right? I have mine on my left peck. Don't you have?
Yeah, I've got mine on my left butt.
Blake, you'll get there one day.
Oh, gosh.
No, but seriously, I think, so I told JoJo, friend of the pod, that I debated doing a post on our website about how, basically just explaining, hey, our thoughts and views on things will change.
Yeah.
It may, you know, come up in an episode. Don't be mad about that. That's just part of it, pretty much, something like that.
Right.
So there's been a few things that I've, you know, realized. I haven't re-listened to a lot of our episodes, but I know, oh, I remember saying that on this episode, or dang, I didn't really articulate this specific thing well. Mm-hmm. That now I'm like, oh, I really believe this strongly, or I don't hold to some things as strongly.
Yeah.
So that's been both interesting and scary at the same time to think through. Something specific recently, it was like around worship music. I can't remember what it was, but I was like, man, I really wish almost we'd do like a part three so I could just go on a rant about that.
Yeah.
But it's great. And I think, not to be all sappy, but I think it's because of our conversations, whether it be on, you know, on air quotes, mm-hmm. or just our actual, you know, texts or Twitter DMs or whatever it is, has really shaped me. So
that's good. I've recently listened to our deconstruction episode again. Because I was trying to think of episodes where my thoughts might have changed the most. And I was thinking it was going to be that episode because I totally didn't remember our conversation very well. But I went back and listened and I was like, this was a really good episode. Because I feel like a lot of people love to just throw deconstruction under the bus, which was my thoughts then. And when I just see the episode title, I'm like, ooh, this is probably like borderline a little, maybe we shouldn't talk about this. But I listened to it and I was like, this is what our episode, like, this is what we've wanted to be as a podcast. It's like we talk about things that we don't talk about normally, and we talk about things that we didn't have, you know, in our faith tradition growing up. So it was interesting to hear that, as we ended that podcast with the idea of we don't really want to use that, you know, buzzword, but we want to grow in spiritual formation. We want to become more like Jesus. We want to, just have a relationship that is not just, hey, in 3 years we're going to be exactly the same. It's we're always growing. And so I think looking back, we have grown. I've grown spiritually because of these conversations that, you know, I probably wouldn't have been talking about if we didn't have this podcast. So I was thinking about, you know, I don't know how to phrase it, but I think I'm more contemplative, maybe. I want to, you know, think about things and not just rush into the next fad or the next, you know, spiritual movement or hear the next pastor or preacher. You know, I just want to, you know, be a little more like, okay, well, let me, what does scripture say? You know, I feel like I've grown in that. I feel like this is what's kind of funny. I feel like I've grown more in my charismatic roots, or more proud of my charismatic roots in a sense, because I had to talk about it. And I would always think like, that's messy. There's a lot of baggage there. Like, there's a lot of things I don't agree with, so I'm just not going to talk about it. This podcast has forced me to talk about it, and like, I actually enjoy a lot of those things and enjoy talking about those things. And so, I think those are some ways that I was thinking back, you know what, I think I've grown in those areas, and this podcast has helped me kind of branch out in those avenues. But I was also thinking, I don't know if I have completely flipped on any episodes that we've recorded. Like, I'm not a Calvinist, even though Cody was, man, that was his prayer for this pod. No, I'm just kidding.
That's all for the better. I don't want to just be friends with Calvinists. Don't be a bad boy.
I was like, maybe if we recorded all the episodes again, I would have definitely more to add and maybe tweak a few things, but I don't know if
I would have less to add. I would say way less.
Yeah, we would shorten our episodes down to 30 minutes, so I would have less to add as well. Now, I just think it things would tweak a little, but I think I've, like I said, spiritual formation, I think, is big, and we've, you know, we've grown individually. So
yeah,
I think it's interesting.
Go ahead, Tanner.
I think it's interesting that Blake brought up how he's like grown in his charismatic roots. I feel like, for better or for worse, I've done the same of having to like defend or at least explain the Baptist or Southern Baptist history on things or the belief on things. There are times I jokingly said when we had Aaron Hicks Moon on that I was ready to go Anglican. You know, I've grown in a deep respect for liturgy and for the Anglican Church and many other churches through our podcast and through different research we've done and reading we've done. But obviously, joining a staff at SBC Church, I've like kind of dug in my roots. Like, hey, I'm going to be here for a while. I'm going to, you know, try to put in a good work for for listeners that are wondering, this episode is being recorded before the convention. I don't know what's going to come out of the convention in Nashville. I'm going to, you know, try to dig in, put in roots with people that are going to put in the work to really work on the SBC. So yeah, I feel the same way, Blake, and I just hadn't, I guess, appreciated that.
Which I think is good. Like, I don't think we started this podcast so we would all meld into like a mixture of Presbyterian, Baptist, Pentecostal, like non-denom guy. We still, obviously, I just didn't think I would grow as much in like, okay, I want to like, you know, affirm these, or I really agree with some of these things that I believe and I can, you know, talk about it. So I thought that was interesting.
I think I disagree more with my Enneagram stuff. I don't know what I said on Enneagram. So, but I
didn't go back to listen
noticed,
to that one.
Yeah, I noticed we have not mentioned Enneagram in a while. Yeah, and there's a lot of us have probably agreed.
It was a fad. It was definitely, man, we were on that wave. We got it right as it was. It might have been cresting at the time we released that episode.
I feel like it was incredibly helpful in the early stages of dating, but then since then, I've just been like, oh, it's
fine. As with most personality stuff, it's helpful.
Right.
Relationship-wise. That's right. But.
Absolutely. But I feel like what we promote, and thinking back to like what we were talking about with the deconstruction episode, I feel like what we promote is doing 1,000 mini deconstructions, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like when we talked about the deconstruction episode, I think we talked about this, but like, I don't know that any three of us have gone through like a complete deconstruction overhaul, like you think of when you think of deconstruction, but I know that the three of us have like looked at and examined beliefs that we held, examined them in light of scripture and then like reconstructed them like the three you were talking about. I think for me, like when we started this episode, I was coming off the tail end of being, I spent many, many years as what I would call like a cage stage Calvinist, which is like an aggressive Calvinist. And on top of that, like aggressive Calvinist, aggressive complementarian, aggressive, all of these things, right? When we started this podcast, I was very much wanting to get out of that and get out of that headspace because it was really just causing me like a lot of heartache. And I think through the past 3 years, conversations with the two of you have really helped me grow in that way, because I think before then, if you were to talk to me about any belief that wasn't Calvinism, wasn't complementarianism, wasn't all these very specific beliefs that we in the Reformed world hold to, I would have told you, well, anyone who disagrees with us just isn't like exegeting scripture. They're not reading scripture in its whole context. They're not striving to get their beliefs from scripture. They're striving to get their beliefs from like their emotions or whatever. That's the field that I would land on back in that day. But I feel like through this podcast and through the work that the Holy Spirit has done in talking with the two of you, I feel like God has really just helped me understand that like, no, in a lot of these secondary issues, people are striving to get their beliefs from scripture, from me, in exactly the same way you are, but they're just landing in a different place. And like being able to hold their beliefs with the same weight that you hold your own, for me, has been incredibly helpful. And like I feel like in the past few years, like I might still like hold to some of the complementarian ideology. I might still hold to some of the tenets of Calvinism. But to be honest with you guys, like some of those are kind of slipping a little bit in my mind, and I feel like that is for the better, because I'm starting to see, you know, there are other ways of thinking about scripture that still hold scripture as important, but just lead to a different conclusion. And I feel like that is a really, really good place to be. Will I like fully abandon one or the other? I don't know. Maybe in 2 years, I will hold a completely different set of beliefs. Complementarianism specifically has been under like a lot of fire here recently, just with some of the consequences that have been brought about by the people that hold to it, fanatically. And that has kind of soured that theology's taste in my mouth over the course of like the last year or so. Will I abandon that? Will I abandon like feeling like I see that in scripture? I don't know. But I feel like the fact that I'm now willing to listen to other arguments about it, and the fact that I'm now willing to listen to what other people say about things like how salvation and justification happens, I really do think that that is something this podcast has brought about, and that open-mindedness to secondary issues is something I'm very incredibly thankful for in the past 3 years. So, yeah.
Man, you're welcome.
No problem, yeah. Buddy.
I will say this. I don't know if we've changed. If y'all go back to reference our Instagram about how we prepare coffee. I don't know if we've changed at all in that regard. Mm. Although I am trying to become more sophisticated, pinky out with my coffee. So
we have. I do AeroPress now instead of French press.
Okay.
Yeah, I do AeroPress with a milk frother, and I make a poor man's cappuccino.
I do a pot of coffee now that Jen drinks coffee. We don't. It's still a Keurig machine, but it's an actual pot. So
yeah,
a little bit more flavor than the K-cup.
I would like for us, in these last two little points, what are our favorite episodes to listen back to, and what episode do we recommend to folks whenever they're starting out from the past 50?
Oof. I'll go first. All right, so okay. this is very hard, but episodes that I listen to personally, my favorite episodes is the pop culture episode with Knox and Jamie. I don't know. I just thought that one flowed really well. True Love Waits with Cody's sister, Angie. I think that one flowed really well as well. And I just, it was a fun topic, and it's really fun to listen to. And then For Your Coffee. I just think that one was fun, and it kind of morphed our podcast. Like few episodes stick, and that one kind of stuck. Even in our outro. So it's just, it was one of those episodes that I was like, okay, that's going to be a staple. When I was thinking, and that's ones that I could just go back and listen to right now. I was like, okay, I would enjoy hearing this again, refresh my memory. The ones I would recommend to others, this was hard because I was like, I want to recommend something that's good, that they would want to listen to, like they would enjoy, that is under, an hour. And that took out, over half of them. So I took the time limitation out. But I was like, any episode that we have a guest on, I would recommend, I think. Mm-hmm. Because I thought back through all of our guests, from Danny to Dee to Rebecca, JoJo, Eddie, John Mark, McMillan, Angie, Aaron, Knox, and Jamie. All of those episodes,
they feel
I think,
our strongest, don't they?
I think we're better when somebody else is here. I don't know. They added something that was good.
Yeah.
And do we need a fourth host? Listeners, yeah, yeah.
Yes. I mean, we've had really good friends that can join and really contribute, and we can just mute our mics and they can carry the episode because they're amazing.
That's right.
And we had amazing guests that we don't know personally.
Yeah, that's right.
We pick them good.
I thought I would recommend any of those episodes to anybody who's a first time listener, just because I thought they flowed well. We were probably more on top of our game. Like we maybe did a little more legwork beforehand, prepared a little bit more, made an episode plan. That might have something to do with it, but I think it's just the guests are incredible, and we just enjoyed talking about that topic with them. So I just thought the episodes flowed really well. If I had to think of one that I just loved, it would be College Tips that I would recommend. Obviously, you'd have to be in college or going to college or know someone who's going into college. I would recommend that one. It was one of our first episodes. Well, it was our first episode, maybe only episode that just us three have recorded in a room. Is that right?
Yeah, that was the first time we all three were in a room and recorded an episode.
Which, had the episode.
Just us three.
With Danny.
With Danny, right.
All together.
Right, yeah.
But the only episode that was just us three was College Tips. And I don't know. I thought after, recording 5 minutes of great content and realizing that our mic was muted, and then we had to start all over, I was like, okay, this is meant to be. And it ended up being a really fun episode. It kind of flowed well. You'd obviously have to be in the college age range to enjoy it. But especially if you go to Mississippi State, it would be a great episode to listen. So those were my thoughts.
The last 20 minutes of the College Tips episode, the lightning round, I think I loved so much. Right. Tanner, what about you?
Yeah, so that was going to be my first one I mentioned that I really finally remember. So like I said, I don't really go back and listen to the episodes. I edit, I think, 99%
because
of them.
They're so long. and I didn't even think about this. I've never edited an episode. That's my claim to fame. I've never touched editing. So if y'all want to, like, I was just trying to help y'all. That's my pitch. I'm going to go back to, like, shorter episodes. I was trying to look out for y'all and for your editing capacities. I was like, they can only take so much, so we need the short episodes. Okay, sorry, Tanner. Go ahead.
No, so I think of that one finally because of us three in the same room being able to record together. And yes, like, even though our funniest stuff maybe was while the mic was muted, it still made for a great episode.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm kind of going in order from earliest to latest. Of course, it was evident in my voice. Christmas with John Mark McMillan was a favorite.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, so this is three in a row. Think about, for Tanner, these three. College Tips, this is episode 9. Christmas with John Mark McMillan, special episode. Next episode, episode 10, Race with D.C. Gall. I mean, that's a nice little hitting order.
Yeah,
it is.
Then, so like I said, I enjoyed every single guest episode, all for one reason, that they were all great guests, but two, like, all for really different reasons, for, like, what we talked about, for some, like, how the conversation went one way that we didn't expect, for the better. Going back through, CCM Bangers was fun. And then, sorry, I'm scrolling through to remind myself. Oh, yeah, For Your Coffee. For Your Coffee, for sure, was one of my favorites to record. And then Suggestion for, and I've had this happen 3 times now, of someone found out, hey, you have a podcast. What should I listen to first, like the first episode or what? I've said the movie review, even though it is long.
Oh,
I said you get a taste because it is a long episode, but it is us at our essence of who we are.
That really is, yeah. Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, that episode I feel like is where we get the spiciest. If you want the biggest spoonful of chili paste in your future family soup, the movie review one is probably the one, yeah. Man, for me, when I'm looking back on favorite episodes, I think that A College Tips, I also agree, was one of my favorites. I think that the episode with Race, about Race, I really super enjoyed. And also, I really think that the Calvinism and Arminianism, Calvinism Q&A, Arminianism Q&A, because being so, like, staunch in the Calvinist camp was part of my history, I was so looking forward to and not looking forward to recording those, because I was like, I want to be open-minded, I want to, like, be kind about this, and I just remember really enjoying how the three of those went, and when I listen back to them, I'm like, yeah, I'm very pleased with how these three went, and how mm-hmm. we nuanced it out and everything.
Yeah, I think this might have been episodes, it's pretty obvious, but that we either disagreed the most, or, like, our positions were so somewhat firmly not the same,
right,
that it made for a really good conversation.
Right. I thought it went really well.
Yeah.
I love listening back to our politics episode with Rebecca. Mm-hmm. I think it was a good episode. And I think, I just enjoy talking to Rebecca anytime we get the chance to anyways. And then as far as episodes that I usually recommend to people, I usually recommend Alcohol, because I've had a lot of people come up to me after they listen to the Alcohol episode and be like, I thought that was really well articulated. I thought that episode made some great points. I've even had a couple people say that, like, it made them think about alcohol in a different way.
Hmm.
Most of the people who said that were people who didn't indulge. So yeah, I would say the one I usually recommend the most is probably
we are terrible influences.
I don't know why that made me
laugh. But, like, you know, I just busted out laughing.
Indulge. I don't know.
They don't imbibe, if you will.
I follow.
Yeah, so that's the one I usually recommend to folks, I think.
Mm-hmm. I'm just, like, still, like, so pumped on all the guests we've had. Like, think about where they have been since. So, like, Danny,
same.
I think, was our first guest. Now she's married, doing great.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Dee is, like, climbing up the ladder of freaking culture and success, and he's going to be the next best thing.
Barfield's going to grad school.
Yep.
Barfield's going to grad school. Also been doing great over in, was it Teach for America?
California. Not TFA, it's a City Year.
Yeah,
okay. City Year. So she's been doing great. Your sister, again, great episode. And they are now, what, Chip and Joanna of
Pretty Northwest much. Yeah, Arkansas? Yeah, basically. Chip and Joanna of the Midwest.
Eddie still doing good. John Marks had one album, one Christmas EP came out right after that, one album.
Yep.
A new single that's freaking banger, if I'm using words from 2019.
That's right.
The podcast is still just cranking them out.
Yep.
They are.
Aaron. Who am I missing?
JoJo.
JoJo, intern with Pine Lake right now. Going to be the next pastor at Pine Lake.
Still has good right. here.
All right, Cody, you want to bring us home?
Yeah, let me bring us on home, boys. I think I'm just going to say this. It's been a great 50 episodes plus the ones that aren't numbered. Here's to 50 more. Let's get to 100. Let's get to triple digits.
Hey, all we need to do to make whatever happens in the future happen, I think we know. Yeah, Tanner, you can answer.
Sell t-shirts, baby.
Sell t-shirts.
Does everybody go buy a t-shirt?
Yeah, buy a t-shirt, definitely. I was going to say tweet it. Like, if you tweet it, it'll happen, right? And that's how this whole,
whole thing got started.
But yeah, definitely buy t-shirts. That would be awesome. Well, that was our 50th episode. Guys, thanks for tuning in, listening, all these episodes. And, you know, as we used to joke in previous episodes, how you're probably not listening to us right now. Maybe you are, maybe you're not. We're just thankful that y'all have been along for the ride. Don't forget, you can pick up a t-shirt if they are still available. Scratch that. I don't know why I said that. But Tanner, how can they get in touch with us?
Go to futurefamilypodcast.com. There we have links to all of our social media. You can email us through there. You can submit a form of any kind of comments, questions, or hate mail. And that's the best way to do it. And also on there, you can find the link to buy a t-shirt. We accept payment through Venmo, maybe another payment through there. Not Cash sure. App. Haven't checked in a bit. Cash App. Mm-hmm. Or you can mail a check to Blake. So.
Sweet. Thanks for listening to this episode of the Future Family Podcast. And if you enjoyed it, share it with somebody. Better yet, have a dialogue with someone about the topics we discussed today. Yes, talk about our podcast. Spread the word. Buy a t-shirt. But yeah, have a dialogue with someone about these things. Because we think they're important, we've enjoyed these conversations. We hope you enjoy them as well. Rate, review, subscribe, and as always, keep the conversation going and the foyer coffee flowing. We
are
your
future
family.